This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
Time for another edition of Theater Talk. David Kiley of Encore Michigan is here now with the latest look at productions from professional theater companies around the state. And the theme this time, no surprise here, is Christmas. And we start in Marshall at the Great Escape Theater Company.
That's right. It's just east of Kalamazoo, and they are running Truman Capote's Christmas Memory. And this is based on Capote's semi-autobiographical 1956 short story about a seven-year-old boy coming of age during the Depression in small-town Alabama. Okay. It's a musical. And this is actually just one adaptation of this story that includes a trilogy of feature films as well as a Hallmark made-for-TV movie. It's a very sentimental, and it's a lovely show. And Marshall, by the way, is really decked out for Christmas. They take Christmas and the holidays very seriously. So it's a really enjoyable trip to that town and for the theater all around for
yes,
the family.
Yes, sounds perfect if you're looking for something that's a little different, Christmassy mm-hmm. on stage. We all love a Christmas carol, but everybody does that a lot, or the Nutcracker. This is something a little different, and what a great field trip
mm-hmm.
going
Absolutely,
to Marshall.
Yeah.
Now we head over to the Wharton Center, and I am personally excited to talk about this one because I was lucky enough to see Finding Neverland with Matthew Morrison on Broadway, and you just sail out. You're so happy after this show.
Well, it's a lovely show, and this is the musical mm-hmm. based on the story of playwright J.M. Barrie becoming a writer and how he was inspired by a real family to conceive the story of Peter Pan and the Lost Boys. The film won an Academy Award, and the play, which has, as you say, enjoyed a wonderful, successful run on Broadway, is now enjoying a very successful tour. This is a terrific family outing.
Can you remember back when you were young, when all the simple things you did were so much fun? You got lost somewhere along the way. You've forgotten how to play every single day. Am I right?
It is. Take it from me. We all just sailed out and said this was really a wonderful moment. And we saw it in the fall. I can't even imagine how much better to see it at Christmas time. And there will be some familiar Christmas music heard at Detroit's Fisher Theater.
Sleigh bells ring. Are you listening?
That's right. This is called Christmas Wonderland. And it's one of those Christmas spectacular shows. The whole family, and it's a visual extravaganza. You have Santa and his merry helpers taking you on a nostalgic journey, and we hear songs that we all love to hear, like White Christmas and Winter Wonderland, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire, and many more Christmas standards. There's a cast of 24 singers and dancers, and they come from London and New York and Las Vegas and Los Angeles.
So good caliber.
Yes, really good. And they transform the Fisher stage into an absolute, as the title suggests, a winter wonderland, just magical atmosphere. There's over 1,000 costumes that glitter and sparkle, and the sets are spectacular. If you can still get a ticket, get one, because you won't be disappointed.
Tremendous fun. We're going to head north up Woodward to 9 Mile and Ferndale to the Ringwald Theater.
This is a different kind of a story for Christmas. It's David Sedaris's Santa Land Diaries. And, of course, public radio fans should be familiar with David Sedaris. And this runs for 1 week only. There's an actor who will do this. He's a kind of a Ringwald favorite. He's won Wild Awards. His name is Richard Payton. And he will be doing the monologues, and he'll play the different parts and as David Sedaris does. And it's definitely edgy, not necessarily for the kiddies. If you've heard David Sedaris on public radio, and probably a lot of your listeners have, you kind of know the flavor.
Yes.
You know,
so perhaps Holiday with a Tinge of Acid?
A little bit. A
Just
little
a
bit.
Touch.
And then a quick trip up to Marine City to the Riverbank Theater, which, and again, Marine City really does a nice job of creating Christmas atmosphere. They're doing the best Christmas pageant ever, which is a play that I appeared in one time. And it's a show within the show. If you're involved in a church and you put on a Christmas pageant, you know any number of things can go wrong, from casting to the way the politics of the families and the mothers about who gets cast as what. It's a very funny show. It is for the whole family.
Okay.
And that's at the Riverbank in Marine City.
And then Theater Nova in Ann Arbor has A Year Without a Panto Clause.
Right. Well, panto is a particular kind of theater. It sort of comes from Britain, and it involves really kind of over-the-top, silly, some improvisational. The panto comes, I think, from the word pantomime, mm-hmm. although there's a lot of spoken words. So, but when Santa gets depressed, he decides to pack it in and disappear. That's the nature of the story. Two of his elves search far and near looking for some genuine Christmas cheer. And arriving at a few decidedly un-Christmassy locations, they face the wrath of the heat and snow miser twins, the tropical town's grumpy citizens, and a mysterious Russian bombshell named Vixen. It's silly.
It's silly.
It's silly by – it's supposed to be silly, but it's also meant to bring the whole family to boo and hiss and sing your way through – the whole story. They engage the audience members at Theater Nova. I've been to these in the past, and they're quite fun. And the kids and the adults both like it.
Well, you certainly brought us a wide smorgasbord of fun holiday offerings. You can get all the details on these productions very easily. Just go to EncoreMichigan.com. David Kiley, as always, thank you so much for the holiday offerings.
Thanks so much, and happy holidays to everyone.